Welcome, everyone. This is our second try recording this episode because we didn't have milk the first time around. But welcome to the new branded Friday Therapy podcast. I'm your host, Jan Behrens, and I'm here with...
Yeah, so we got Logan Hubbard as the co-host once again. It is our show, so that's going to tend to happen when we have the show.
Yeah.
But we also have your favorite two collabs. We got Harry Hewen and Jess Thomas. Harry, go ahead.
Yeah, pleasure to be here. A lot of Oreos to be eaten.
Yep.
Yes, I'm very excited. I love Oreos.
The fastest growing podcast in the world, apparently.
Do not look that up. So I'm just going to go ahead and list off all the different flavors of Oreos that we have today. So we have the classic, we have the golden, we have mint, we have birthday cake, we have chocolate peanut butter pie, we have Java chip, we have toffee crunch, we have caramel coconut, and somewhere in the mix we're going to throw in the Oreo O's cereal, which we already have a bit of an opinion on, but...
Yeah, so how this is going to work is each person is going to eat one Oreo without milk and then one with the dunk. We're going to rate it on the taste and the dunk ability, and it should be a good one. So let's go ahead and crack open the first one. Milk's favorite cookie. This is your classic, the single stuffed chocolate.
All right, everyone grab your two.
All right,
cheers.
Raw first.
Yep, raw.
Raw.
Okay, it's time to dunk now. Let's see what we got.
All right, so I'll take it off with the taste, the raw taste. I'm new to the whole dunking concept, so I'm not going to be a great source on that, but I'll go ahead with the taste. I mean, you can't really go wrong with a Oreo, milk's favorite cookie, just single stuff. I mean, it's a party pleaser. Everyone loves it. It's a classic among white people everywhere. But that being said, the cracker, no racism intended, is a bit dry. And that is the main issue that I had with this.
Yeah, Twitch, if you're listening, please do not ban us for that word. Crackers can be wonderful people. Just wanted to make that clear.
The crackers are a bit dry. I think if we had double stuff, which I do have in my dorm currently right now at the moment, which are my favorite, I would say... I mean, that might change after this podcast. It might change. But who knows? I would give it a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, and for the taste, I do concur with my other two Oreo experts here. I think this is kind of right down the middle, but it definitely works very well. It's a 4 out of 5 for me. They didn't really mess anything up, but not really the home run we're looking for.
I don't know. Well, yeah, similar to what I said on the first take, but even more so now that having it again, just like struck by just how good this was. Still underrated by the rest of the show. 4.5 on the taste.
I don't know if I said my rating out loud, but it's a 4 for me.
Thank you, Jan.
All right.
Yeah, so moving on to the dunkability, Jan, your thoughts?
Well, you know, I'm new to the whole concept. It definitely makes the cracker a lot less dry because it is saturated with liquid. So I'll be given the dunkability a 3 because I don't know, it seems pretty down the middle.
I mean, you know, Jan and I don't like milk, so like there's that.
Yeah.
So it was interesting. It definitely did help a lot with the dryness. So I don't know. I guess it was pretty dunkable. I give it like a 4.
Mm.
Yeah, so I guess to me, this is like really where it all comes together. The synergy, the chocolate playing off the milk, it's just unmatched in my opinion. This is an easy 5 for the dunkability. It really just kind of brings out all the bad qualities that were there in the Oreo, just smacks them down to the ground. Like, they're just gone now. So makes it really one of the best snacks out there. So I'd give it a 5 for sure.
Yes, that is a good take. Jan's 3 is almost blasphemous. And I mean, the dunk is just, yeah.
All right,
perfect synergy of flavor.
I have no standpoint, so I just put it like the most average score. Is this like, is this a good dunkable cookie?
You're going to find out.
Yeah, you're fencing. I
might have to end up increasing all my scores by a certain number.
I mean, right now you gave it the.
Yeah, some score inflation.
Yeah. 6 out of 10. Maybe this will be what you're known for down the line.
Yeah,
in the podcast.
Yeah, it's just.
Podcast
Oreo.
6
out of 10.
The classic Oreo. Yeah. Yeah, 5.
Okay, so moving on, it looks like the next one is very resemblance of the white people. Just very strong here, potentially a favorite of the white people.
We got the golden double stuff Oreos, with the blonde instead of the brunette cracker. So,
what does stuff really only have one F?
It
or
really
is that
does.
A
yeah, well,
or is that a marketing gimmick?
They always. The Oreo stuff always has one F, so.
Okay, I was about to say, I swear stuff has two Fs, but that was messing me up, but
Stoof,
yeah.
All right, I'm going to crack this boy open.
The powers of the Oreos can really make you question everything you know.
Yeah.
That was an aggressive hit.
You got to get in there.
Get down and dirty with the Oreo.
All right.
I'm just going to go straight for it. Can you milk me?
Keep that in there.
I just love 1%. I hate more.
Did you have that? Or did you go to the store and get that?
No, I did not go to the store. This is for my dorm.
Oh.
The coroner was in a.
Yeah,
about to
say checked in on our man Ian.
Yeah, I was in there for less than 5 seconds.
Literally just open.
Open the fridge,
grab
take
it,
the milk
and
leave.
All right, I guess I'll start with this. This is a very sweet cookie, I will say that. And the cracker itself is much more brittle than the normal brunette cracker. So I will give it the same score, 4 out of 5. It's a bit sweet, but I do like the blonde cracker a little bit better. In terms of dunkability, I do think that it holds its structural integrity under the pressure of the milk better. So I'm going to be giving this a 4 out of 5 in the dunkability.
All right. I definitely agree. It is very, very sweet. It, like, reminds me of just, like, vanilla wafers.
Mm. I believe you mean Nilla wafers.
Yes, I do. I was like, it's definitely called something else. You're right, Jan. Thank you for correcting me. Yeah, they are very sweet. I think I'd also give that a 4 for the taste. And then dunkability, it also did hold up very well and made it, you know, softer, obviously. Easier to eat, consume. So a 4 for dunkability.
So is the goal with the dunkability to just get, like, you know, like a baby formula type thing? Or it's like, I don't even have to do any work, just like yogurt?
Yes.
Okay, all right, now that we know that.
I don't know what, that's, I have my own criteria.
Yeah, I was going to say mine's a bit different. But
yeah.
I'm going to give the same score of 4 for the taste, but for the different reason. This one, it's I don't really know how to describe it. Like you said, it's very sweet, kind of reminds me of the Nilla wafer. But I guess the double stuff, it really does kind of bring out the less harsh of the cracker part, which I do like, so that's going to contribute to it. But the cracker itself, I do not find as enjoyable of a flavor as the normal chocolate, so that's why it's going to stick with the four. You know, you win some and lose some. Then the dunkability, I guess I was just underwhelmed, honestly. You know, when you're dunking an Oreo, the milk and the cookie each have their own job to do. And with the first one we had, that was definitely realized. But with the second one, I don't think that really enhanced any of the flavors there. It didn't hide any weaknesses, so this is going to be a two for me.
Ooh.
Damn.
Tough crowd. well, yeah, I was high on the taste of the classic, but somehow they even one-upped it with this one. I do really love the... I don't even know. I guess it is vanilla, but yeah, that there's not a description that can do it justice. 5 out of 5 on the taste.
God damn.
The pinnacle. but some valid points are made. It is still dunkable, obviously, but yeah, the dunkability is not there where the traditional is. So it'll be a 4 out of 5 on the dunk, as Logan said, just the complimentary nature was not as strong.
Yeah, there's a reason that one does not say milk's favorite cookie. Yeah, that's all we'll say.
All right. So next up, we have a fan favorite.
Real heavy hitter right here.
One of the favorites among the hosts of the podcast, the mint flavor cream Oreo. I'll pop it open.
Yeah, so something to note with the mint is the cream is green. So
yes,
that's very fun. But it's also double stuffed, even though it doesn't say it is. So that's they're kind of catering to their audience, because we love double stuff and we would not like to search for it because that's more words for us to read.
are all the special flavors double stuff? Is
yeah,
that
they
what
all
the
are.
Consensus is?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, let's go.
Hit it in.
Jan, your thoughts?
Well, the mint flavor and the chocolate cracker, they go together perfectly. I mean, it's a tried and true combination, the chocolate and the mint. You really cannot go wrong with it. So it's getting a 5 from me. In terms of dunkability, what I was looking for when I was dunking, it was like, I was thinking this should taste like a mint Oreo milkshake. And it does accomplish that flavor. So that's actually going to get a 5 for me in the dunkability as well.
Strong.
Wow. For me, you know, I had a shamrock shake yesterday. So I was, like, excited for this, too. Because it definitely reminds me of the shamrock shake. And I do love the shamrock shake. So for taste, definitely a 5. And also for the dunkability, it did give off the milkshake vibes, but I don't know if I liked it more or not. So I'm just going to stick with a 4 for dunkability.
Like more compared to the raw cookie?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, so similar sentiments here. When you got the mint and the chocolate cookie, it's like Life cereal and peanut butter. It's just just a winning formula. So definitely a 5 for the taste.
And if you haven't had that combination, people at home, you do need to go to your grocery store and buy Life cereal and peanut butter.
Yeah, definitely get the Jif Creamy. We can sell out an affiliate link through Amazon, Bezos, if you want to get the peanut butter. But yeah, definitely very reminiscent of that combination. Then for the dunkability, I guess I can't really rate this as high as the first cookie just because it didn't really elevate any of the flavors. It didn't taste better, but maybe that's just because it didn't really need to. I was hoping for something like the Mint Oreo Shake from Steak and Shake, but that wasn't quite realized, so it didn't mess anything up, obviously, but it didn't really contribute either, so I'll stick with the 4.
Well, on the taste, I don't want to come off too harsh, but I don't know. It didn't do it for me as much as the others. I just got kind of like a toothpaste vibe from the mint, which kind of threw me off. It was still decent, but I don't think I'd pick it out of the lineup. It was 3.5 for the taste. And the, I think Logan summed up the dunkability aspect there. I do think it enhanced it, but not to an incredible degree. So a 4 for dunkability.
Okay, right. So moving on, we have the last of the normal flavors, the double stuffed birthday cake flavor.
I wouldn't even call this one normal, to be quite honest with you, but...
Yeah, I am... Well, we'll see. I don't know what to expect.
Yeah, I'm very skeptical about this one, but who knows? All right.
Touchdown.
Whoa.
Okay.
That is so strong.
Also, we did just learn that Tom Brady is coming back in case anyone else out there is finding out through this podcast that just happened.
All right, so I do have a little bit of a tale to tell before we crack into these birthday cakes because the smell's bringing back some memories. So back during my infamous days at Sky Zone, we had these air fresheners that we had to fill up manually with this birthday cake scent. It smells exactly like this. But sometimes as a prank, we would get some and we'd like spray it on each other. And you would not be able to get rid of this smell for a week. It would be on you. You'd constantly be smelling birthday cake for a week. So this is immediately giving me PTSD flashbacks to just stinking of birthday cake scent while working at Sky Zone. So that being said, let's crack into
it. Not off to a strong start for
it. So do you think Tim Skyzone just took these Oreos and just distilled the power of them into a scent?
I guess. So, it tastes exactly like it smells. I think that we can all agree on this, right? And, I may be biased by my own personal traumatic experiences, but I did not like the way that it tasted at all. But I was still able to get the entire Oreo down my gullet into my stomach, so it will be getting a 2 for the flavor. In terms of dunkability, I don't think it improves anything, and it doesn't worsen anything either, so it's just going to get the same score as the flavor, 2.
Yeah, I always got this, like, ice cream that was, like, confetti cupcake at Whippy Dip, my local ice cream place. Shout out to them, they're great. So it definitely brought me back there because it tasted exactly like that. But my only issue with these is that, like, I would not be able to eat a lot of these. Like, eating 2, I'm already, like, sick. So, like, they are good, but not great.
Yeah, they are sickeningly sweet.
They are. So I am going to have to give these a 3. And then dunkability didn't really do much. Well, I guess it actually made it less sickening for me personally. So yeah, I'll give Dunk a 4.
Yeah, so I guess with these, the birthday cake smell was very off-putting at first, but I would say the cream kind of tasted really more like a marshmallow or a peep, something like that, just very sweet, but not necessarily like a cake. So I think they kind of fell flat on their face with that one. And it also had a different texture. Like, I noticed the behavior of the cookie when you had bitten off a piece of it was just not really what I was expecting. So that kind of threw me for a loop as well. To the taste itself, I thought it was far too strong. It just didn't really need to be that much of a part of the experience was how much the cream tasted like a marshmallow. So honestly, I'm feeling a 1 on the taste for this one. Like Jess said, you definitely could not eat many of these because they are sickeningly sweet. But the dunkability, I really thought the milk worked wonders for masking the flavor. So I'm going to give it like a 4.5 just because of how much it improved the very bad qualities of the Oreo and made it something I could actually eat. But still not my choice, but I thought the milk really did its job. Harry?
Yeah, I didn't hate the flavor, but I didn't love it either. It was, as I've said, very strong, but you know, not in the worst way. I'll say 3.5 on the flavor, but it was strong on the dunk. I think, yeah, the milk definitely complements it well for whatever reason. So it'll be a 4 on dunkability.
Upon further consideration, I will be changing my taste score on this Oreo to a 1 from a 2.
Can't let Logan one-up you.
No. I was a bit too generous.
I am also changing my score from a 3 to a 2 because I feel sick.
Yeah, it does not make me feel good. The more I...
doesn't sit well in the stomach.
The more I think about it, the less I like
we
it.
We need a half time.
Yeah, can I go to a 0.5 on mine, actually?
0.5. All right,
yeah, that's
it's a red flannels all around for this one.
I'm just going to give it a... just give it an N for me for not good.
God,
not good.
It's like a bank run over here.
It's like a NAB
going.
Record over here.
Yeah.
Jan's dressed like he's about to review a Drake album.
Taken out.
All right. So our next Oreo. Actually, I have an idea. Let's go to the Oreo O's.
The palate cleanser.
The palate cleanser.
That was Harry's.
But, I think I'm just doing
Harry
one.
Stopped.
All right. Yeah.
I'm just doing one for the like all one bite dry, one bite dunk.
So these are gonna be interesting as far as how they dunk, considering they're built like a Fruit Loop. So I don't know how you dunk it without getting milk on your fingers, but or you could do the cereal in your mouth trick where you put the cereal
yeah,
in your mouth
I'm
and
doing,
pour the
I'm
milk
doing
in
pill
your mouth.
Strategy for this one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think
first
make
we have
I'm
to go
dunking.
Wrong. You dunk them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can make it work. Kirk Cousins back in Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean, we do tend to beat Schefter on NFL News on this podcast.
Yeah.
Especially when we sit on the episodes for 3 weeks.
Yeah, the episode is not going to come out for a considerable amount of time after recording.
It's not even going to come out this month. So.
Yep.
Or maybe even next month.
Oh, right? So the Colts QB situation might be resolved.
Maybe so. I don't know if we're going to drop this after the Hilton Head one or not. But
yeah, who knows? We may hit a couple double releases to get it speed up a little bit. Sped up a little bit.
Just like the double album.
Yeah.
The double.
So.
Anyways, Oreo-O's.
Oreo-O's. I feel like it's an amazing concept that does not pan out as well as it should, quite honestly. The taste, you know, it's very average, you know. If you're thinking about an Oreo cereal, thinking about a top-of-the-line cereal that that everyone would be rallying behind, you know. But that is just simply not the case. So the taste for me is, I'm going to give it a 3. I mean, it's still enjoyable to an extent, but its sweetness is a bit overpowering. In terms of dunkability, it is a cereal designed for milk, so we do have to take that into consideration. That being said, it does not do excellently under the pressure, you know? So But it still does decently, so I'm going to give it a 4 in dunkability.
You can't make diamonds out of this cereal.
You cannot.
Yeah, it's definitely, like, there just isn't a lot there, like, when you eat it. Like, it's, like, kind of sad, because you do expect more, and then it's not there. So, I would probably also give the taste a 3, and then, it definitely is made for milk, because it was a lot better, and it just, like, I don't know, the milk really brought it together and made it taste better. So I would also give it a 4.
No 5.
All right.
I think we're all kind of tap dancing around the work here. let's just call it what it is, a complete and total categorical failure on the post-brand part. Yeah, I mean, this concept just has so much potential, especially with it being based off Milk's favorite cookie, the original single-stuffed chocolate Oreo. And unfortunately, Post has the audacity to take this idea, hog it for themselves with the Oreo brand, and completely shit all over everything Oreos stand for. I mean, it doesn't taste like an Oreo, it's much sweeter than an Oreo, and it doesn't even play with milk nearly as well as an Oreo does. The flavor is probably a 1 for me.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't taste like an Oreo, and it's just really sweet. It has nothing, no complexity that I'm really looking for out of my cereal. It's just not what I'm looking for. And then with the milk, I'll bump it up to a 2. Considering it's a cereal, that it's doing worse than actual Oreos when dipped in milk is just not it.
And for reference, this is a very sugary cereal with 17 grams of sugar per serving.
Yeah, that's about twice as many as our other Post favorites, like the Fruity Pebbles, which are a big success, the Honey Bunches of Oats, which might be the top dog in the cereal department. So,
Post, I know
we need to go back to the drawing board. You have a lot of potential with this cereal. I just think we need to talk, so hit me up.
Yep, hit our line.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to be that scathing, but I am basically just going to parrot what everyone else has said. There's just nothing that differentiates it. Like, it doesn't really taste like an Oreo. It's just a lot of sugar, right? So that'll be a 2. And then the dunkability, yeah, I thought, especially given it's a cereal, should have been better. Very average. 3 on dunkability. It didn't really blow my mind in that category either. Subpar.
Okay, so with that intermission, now we are going to take a deeper dive into some of the more experimental Oreo flavors. We kind of covered the classics here, but we're really excited about these next 4. Really, anything could happen with
it's
them.
It's the death grips
the
of
death
Oreos.
Grips of death Oreos. Grips.
Yeah, so we got the JPEG Mafia Oreo. We have the Death Grips Oreo.
Is Peggy a JPEG
Danny
Mafia?
Brown.
Yeah, the Danny Brown Oreo.
All right, so our first contestant in the shadow realm of Oreos is going to be chocolate peanut butter pie. Something of note in this is that it uses the blonde Oreo cracker.
Oh. Yeah, so again, white people.
That actually does excite me. I was skeptical.
Oh.
Oh.
That is interesting.
What?
It's more like
Yeezus Oreo.
It is not actually.
Yeah, just give me one.
It is not the same as the blonde. It is.
There's little freckles of flavor in this
one.
God. Oh.
You can smell the peanut butter.
It smells so strong.
It can't be as good as life in peanut butter. That's all I'm
saying.
It smells like the Reese's cereal.
Reese's Puffs?
Reese's Puffs, yeah.
Something to note very early on is that the cracker is very brittle.
It comes apart very easily.
Yeah, and it is not actually the same as the blonde.
It's like brown.
Yeah, it's a bit browner. It's a dirty blonde cookie.
Dirty blonde.
Yeah, and
oh
the cream here,
it just falls apart.
It's like split half between this brown color and then this really weird, like, buttery tan sensation we have on the other half.
Yeah.
Definitely different texture. It doesn't really, like, conform to the curves of an Oreo. So I'm excited to see how this tastes. I think it could be very interesting.
Give it a whirl.
these going back to your place?
You can take whatever you want with you.
Yeah, obviously, take your favorites. Very hard to pin down.
Mm-hmm.
So much going on.
Well, all right. The peanut butter and chocolate is a tried and true combination, but I'm not getting much chocolate here. I'm not getting much chocolate at all. It's very much the peanut butter is the most powerful player here, and that's not personally what I was looking for. I was looking for a little bit of teamwork here. Honestly, I think what could have happened to make this cookie a little bit better is gone with the classic chocolate cracker and then had the peanut butter filling. And that I feel like that would have improved this upon this Oreo a lot. That being said, it still is a good Oreo. And if you think about it from the frame as a peanut butter Oreo, then it does its job pretty well. But since it does not do the job it advertises, it's going to receive a 3 for me. The dunkability, it is subpar. 2.
Nothing else needs to be said.
Concise and to the point.
Right on. I really love peanut butter pie, and this definitely tasted like the peanut butter pie that my grandma makes, so that brought back some memories, and I did enjoy it. I do agree, though, like, if they used, like, a chocolate cookie, it would have definitely probably been better, but I guess I get why, like, it was, like, pie crust probably what they were going for, but I don't know.
Oh, it's a graham cracker cookie.
Oh, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
I think I'd give it a 4 for taste, but then for dunkability, yeah, it's not that great. Like, the cookie also just falls apart, so, like, a 2.
Yeah, so where do I even start with this? There's just so much to unpack, especially compared to a normal Oreo. I really think the graham cracker like pie crust cookie really worked well, although it was really brittle. Like, when you dunked it in the milk, a lot of, like, the shards would come off into the actual liquid, so that was something I noticed. I didn't really like that, but I thought it tasted better than, like, your standard vanilla Oreo cookie, which I thought was cool. But I do like graham crackers, Teddy Grahams especially, so that was good for sure. I think the thing they did with the taste was where they split it up between the chocolate half and the peanut butter half. I thought they should just all combined it into one, like, filling, so you don't really get, like, one sensation then the other in the next bite, because I think they do go well together. And I'm also kind of biased because it is stealing a bit of my Fort Villian flow with the peanut butter. I mean, Life cereal is a much better cracker for the peanut butter, but I'll give this one, like, a 7, a 3.5 for the flavor. I thought it was pretty good, but it could have been executed a bit better. And then the dunkabilities, probably just like a 1.5, just because of all the graham crackers that fell out into my milk.
Well, it was my earlier Reese's Puffs diagnosis on the smell test was followed through with the taste. That's really what it reminded me of. And I don't eat it that much anymore, but back in the day, that was one of my go-to cereals. So that gets it some points for me. And yeah, similarly, I also really like the graham cracker feel. So I think they accomplished what they were going for here. I'll give them a 4 on the flavor. And then the technical difficulties on the dunk are valid, but I actually do think the milk enhanced the flavor pretty strongly. So we'll get a 3 on the dunk.
Okay, so moving on from here, we have the Java chip. This is probably the JPEG Mafia Oreo, but it's also the programming Oreo, so I'm going to have to set aside my differences I have with the computer science major and really judge this objectively.
And then on the description it says, coffee-flavored cream, naturally and artificially flavored with chocolatey chips. Not just chocolate chips, they are chocolatey.
So. I'll say I'm excited because I do love a good cup of coffee. So.
Me too, Harry.
I'm personally terrified of this Oreo.
It looks gross. Like it's like a weird brown color.
Yeah, it does look certifiably disgusting, I will say.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
It smells like coffee.
And it oh, smells like wow.
Coffee. That is an interesting
that is
smell.
Pungent. Pungent.
Oh, I don't know.
Pungent.
What's going on, me?
All right, let's crack in. This is coffee. This is coffee. It tastes a lot like how a Starbucks smells.
Mm.
And I don't know if that is like a thing that Starbucks does where they have this similar to the birthday cake at Sky Zone where they have a liquid that you can pour into a air freshener to make it smell like Java. But yeah, this also tastes like the programming language Java, I will say, where it's a bit difficult to wrap your head around. I do think that this flavor is very average. It does not have everything that I'm looking for in a coffee flavored thing. So for that, I'm giving it a 3. The dunkability, I do think it plays well with the milk, actually. It enhances some of the coffee flavors that I'm looking for. So I'm going to give it a 4 in dunkability.
Yeah, it is coffee on your right. It was like weird. I kept getting like little like like chunks, and I couldn't tell if they were like chocolate or like coffee. I don't know what they were, but it was like in the filling. I don't know. It was strange.
That's the chocolate chips.
Those chocolate chips, man.
They go crazy.
They do. I do like the flavor. But again, like it just, I don't know. Anything that's not like an original Oreo just kind of makes me sick. Like immediately. Like I feel sick right now.
Yeah.
And I don't know. But I mean, if you do like a one and done for a taste, I would definitely give it like a 4. And then the milk really does, it's like the creamer to the coffee. So I give it a 5, honestly.
Okay, yeah. So I do believe that this one should have never been released. Made it out there. The beta testing of the product managers. I think they kind of dropped the bag on this one. But maybe it's just me. I am double biased against this one since it has two of my least favorite things: coffee and programming. But maybe the only way you could get this is just like the programming language is when it's 4 a.m. and it's time to code. Maybe that's when you crack open the Java chip Oreos. But yeah, I wasn't really getting much chocolate. I thought it just tasted like coffee, which I'm not a big fan of. So probably like a 2 for the flavor. And then for the dunkability, I think the milk did kind of mask some of the Java. So I'll give it a 3.5.
Yeah, it was an interesting experience eating. Like you got a lot of different flavors as the chewing process went on, kind of took you for a loop. But I'd say I'm largely sympathetic to this one. It was my one complaint, it was a tad too sweet for me, but overall I think they're able to get, yeah, like the bitter coffee taste that I like in there. So yeah, 4 out of 5 on the taste, and yeah, I think the milk it was above average on the dunk. The milk complimented it nicely, so that'll also be a 4.
I would like to note that this Oreo does not contain any caffeine. I don't know if that is an advantage or disadvantage, depending on what you're looking for. Personally, if I'm getting this flavor, I would like to have some caffeine to go along with it, you know.
Some bang for your buck, yeah.
Give me a little boost. But moving on to the next one, we have Toffee Crunch.
Flavored cream.
Which is the flavored cream, and the description says, toffee flavored cream with sugar crystals.
It also says always real cocoa, which I don't think any of our other contestants have brought out.
It says that on everything that we've tried so far. That does not have the blonde or graham cookie.
It also says new, too.
So. Yeah, this is a new flavor.
Ooh. Hot off the press. The COVID flavor, I guess. I'm excited for this
one. It is a very similar color to the Java. Also very...
It's almost like greeny.
Yeah, it's greenish.
Yeah.
It definitely is.
Mm. Wait, that's not what the bottom's supposed to look like, right?
Yeah, you gotta, it already has a faulty unit. Let's go ahead and replace it.
The special flavors have a higher tendency, it seems, to have upside down cookies.
Yeah, bigger error rate. Because
I believe every cookie that I pulled on the peanut butter chocolate one had an upside down cookie. But let's go ahead and.
Ooh, that is a strong smell. Yeah,
I can't really pin it down either. Like, I've smelled this smell before, but I don't know what
it
is.
It's like butterscotch.
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to love this then. Mm-hmm. I love butterscotch.
I'd like to preface this by saying that I am not an avid toffee consumer by any means, so I have really no basis of comparison for this. I do not think it tasted like butterscotch. That is not something that I picked up. I think it was closer to the Java chip in flavor compared to anything else. I did actually really enjoy the addition of the sugar crystals in the cream, so I think that's going to bump it up from a 3 on the Java chip to a 4 on the toffee crunch. I do not think this one played with the milk as nicely, though. Not even nearly as much. I think it actually declined in quality, so I'm going to give it a 2.
Yeah, like, when you smell it, it smells like butterscotch, but, like, when you actually, like, tasted it, it just, I don't know. It wasn't as strong as the other ones, which, like, honestly was kind of nice because it didn't make me feel sick in my stomach. So it was like a hint of flavor, but it did sort of taste more like coffee. It was like coffee butterscotch, but I did enjoy it. So I think I would also give it a 4 for the taste, and then, like, when I dunked it, just all the flavor went away. Like, it was just nothing. Like, I couldn't even tell you what I was eating.
Milk.
exactly. So I would give the dunkability a 1.
Scathing.
Yeah, so I guess I'm going to sound like a broken record here, but once again, I do agree with Jess, but I really think this is why we did this special, because the toffee crunch flavor, if you saw it in a store, I don't really think you'd pick it out as one that you'd want to have, but I really think this one worked well. I did enjoy why, like, the cream was a little bit of a lighter flavor. It wasn't nearly as strong, so that definitely worked in its favor. I do think it did taste like butterscotch, though. It just wasn't very strong. So when you put the milk in it, it kind of lost all its flavor. So that didn't really work. But if we were just eating a raw Oreo with no milk, this would definitely be one of my favorites. So I'll give, like, a 4.25 on the flavor. I can't really decide 4 or 4.5, but definitely somewhere in there. And then for the milk, I do have to agree, probably a 1.
Yeah, I also thought this is one of the stronger ones we've had tonight. The more subdued flavor was a nice touch. And I also do think they're able to capture the butterscotch element of it. So also I'll go 4.5 on the flavor. And Yeah, it was below average on the dunk. But I don't know. It wasn't noticeably bad to me either. So it was 2.5 on dunkability.
I guess something I would like to point out is the Sugar Crystal edition, I think, went over very well. Something you could do is you got a bite in your teeth and you started grinding your teeth, you could definitely feel those sugar crystals kind of, you know, working their way through the various nooks and crannies of your teeth. So I thought that was very fun, and I think that'll make me revise it to a 4.5.
Oh, 4.5. Our next and final
grand
flavor.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, I'm feeling
oh
this.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
eight might have been too many.
Yeah, we may have gotten too. We our eyes are bigger than our stomach on this one for sure. So our next and final one is caramel coconut. And when I was talking to my mother about this episode, she said that this one may have Samoa vibes to it, as in the Girl Scout cookie. So I do want to see if that one holds. So I'll crack it open.
Ducked in the prior research. that's just one example of the work we put in for the viewers of the show.
Yeah.
I got a defective one.
I got a
time.
Defective one as well.
Wow.
I did not.
They got to, fix some machines.
All right. Smells like the coconut jelly bean.
It does. That is exactly correct.
I don't know if I've had the coconut jelly bean. Ooh.
Actually, no, it's not it's the buttered popcorn.
Buttered popcorn?
I'm kind of getting the coconut vibe still.
Yeah, I can. The coconut's definitely there.
I kind of get buttered popcorn.
I'm getting like a caramel and coconut.
Somewhere in between.
Yeah.
Well.
Which is so
Someone did their job right, at least on the smell.
it was supposed to be coconut. I didn't even know. Wasn't paying attention, clearly.
All right, let's hit it up.
Okay, Jan, would you like to go ahead and lead us off?
Okay, one sec. I am a fan of caramel, and I am a fan of coconut. These are both things that I like. I did not like this Oreo. I did not like this one. It did not have the Samoa taste. I could not find the coconut at all within the taste, in my opinion. It was overwhelmingly caramel. It's going to be a 1 for me.
Wow.
I think this is the one that I had the highest expectations for and the lowest delivery. So the biggest gulf between that. Dunkability, it's a 3. It doesn't improve or unimprove anything.
Jan, I'm going to have to sort of disagree with you on that one. I love caramel. I'm not a huge fan of coconut, but I think it's mostly the texture of it for me. So flavor's all right. And it wasn't, it wasn't a super strong flavor, which I liked, because then I could eat more of them. And it did make me sick, so it's also a bonus. But I did like this cookie. So I would give it personally a 4. And then for dunkability, it didn't really do much, I guess. I don't know. It just kind of was the same for me. So a 4 again.
Yeah, so I guess I do not like caramel and I do not like coconut, but I do like this cookie. So I guess that they were doing something here. But to me, it kind of tasted like a graham cracker, not even caramel. Mm-hmm. So I do like graham crackers. So I guess I'm going to give this one a 4 for the flavor. I wasn't really expecting anything, but it really did deliver. It had a more subdued taste, which was good as well. And I really think the milk actually helped this one out, just because I do like to dunk graham crackers into milk. So definitely a winning combination there, so another 4.
Yeah, echoing off that, I also thought they did a good job here. And I also am a big caramel fan, one of my favorites. And I think they did it justice here. The coconut really, it was faint, as Jan was saying, but coconut's not my favorite, so that's not that big of a hang-up for me. So I'll give another 4.5 for flavor. And then dunking-wise, I didn't notice that much. Yeah, it was probably just like average 3.5 on the dunk. But overall, one of the better ones we've had tonight.
I'd like to add onto my review that this is the cookie that made me feel the most ill, even more so than the birthday cake one, which is a very much a surprise. Well, so.
Maybe it's just, yeah.
Maybe it's you.
The straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah, maybe it was. Maybe it just is a product of it being the last one that I'm trying.
Yeah. I'm really feeling it right now.
Yeah.
I mean, we did it so you don't have to at home.
Yeah. Yes, you got your reviews now.
Please do not
now.
Do this.
Don't try this at home.
I guess I don't feel too bad because I didn't eat anything else today, but maybe that's a strategy you use if you're going to conduct this study yourself. But
I also didn't eat anything else today, and I think that was a bad thing.
On an empty stomach,
play it by ear then.
Oh. Well, in conclusion, do not eat 8 different flavors of Oreo in one sitting.
I mean, actually, I would recommend it.
Okay.
But so I guess, would we like to kind of share our top 3 favorites and then maybe our bottom 2?
All right, I'll go ahead and do my top 3. My top 3 are going to be the mint, I'm going to go with the toffee, and I'm going to go with the golden.
For my top, I'm going to go with the golden, the, this is a tough one, golden, coffee, and caramel.
Yeah, so for my top 3, I do have the same 3 as Jan, just in a slightly shuffled order. I think the mint is definitely running away to be my favorite. Then I would put the golden Oreo 2nd, and then the toffee 3rd.
Mine's, I don't know, kind of boring, but I put golden 1st, traditional 2nd, and then, I guess I'll put caramel at 3.
I mean, that's not boring at all. You're the only one to put the caramel on.
I'll share my least favorite, too. My least favorite, too. I think it's pretty clear from the way that I reviewed it, but my least favorite, 2 are going to be the birthday cake and the caramel. Those were just atrocious, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm also going to have to go with the birthday cake one as my least favorite. And I don't know. This is so hard for me because I love Oreos. Can I do the Oreos?
You can.
That's
Oreo.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Those just like weren't good.
Yeah.
Disappointing.
Yeah. I think the Oreo O's were definitely the worst. So they're like my number 0 least favorite. Like they don't even count because they were so bad. And then the birthday cake's probably next up, so that'll be my first least favorite. And then, let me put the Java chip above the birthday cake for being bad, and then the birthday cake 2nd. I just do not like Java or coffee, so, yeah.
Or programming.
Yeah.
I'll say my hot take of the night is my 2nd least favorite is probably the mint. It's just the toothpaste vibes I got from it, I don't know, just threw me off.
Mint's not for everyone.
Which is interesting, yeah, because I like mint gum, I love, but I don't know. Just
the mint chocolate combination doesn't work for you, I guess.
And then my least favorite, birthday cake. It was just a little too much, but I respect the effort.
We got to get you on the mint Oreo shake.
In conclusion, the one that you want to get that everyone agreed was in their top three was the golden double stuff.
Hard to go wrong.
And the one that everyone concluded was in their least favorite was the birthday cake. So buy the golden, do not buy the birthday cake.
Yeah, but I mean, we are white, so that's
please take that into consideration.
Factor, so you might want to, grade it on a curve.
And I'd like to thank Jess and Harry so much for coming onto the show tonight.
Always a pleasure.
Yes, of course. Thank you for having us.
And I'd also like to shout out our viewers in Belgium and Tappahannock, Virginia, as well as our one and only patron subscriber, Kai.
Yeah, and I mean, you got to spread the wealth. We also love San Jose as well as we do like Philly, not as much as Tappahannock, Virginia, since we do unfortunately have over 2% of that town's population viewing the podcast.
Yeah,
I don't really know why, but they do seem to love us there.
Well, do you want to take us out?
Yeah, I guess we'll kind of leave it at that. For Logan Hubbard and Jan Behrens on the Friday Therapy podcast with Jess Thomas and Harry Hewins, we're going to be signing off. Have a great day.
Peace.